So here's some breaking news. The TSA says it's going to start closing airports across America because it doesn't have enough agents, you know, to man the airports. Oh, not supposed to use the word man. To woman the airports or something. This is not just coincidence, by the way. So think about it. Trump starts a war that causes global energy shortages that will, of course, result in extreme fuel shortages, diesel, gasoline, much higher prices even in the United States. Although we will still have access to those fuels, probably in the U.S. because we produce so much domestically, but the prices will be much higher. However, in other parts of the world, they will have scarcity, like it's already happening in Australia. But think about it. Energy shutdowns, scarcity and inflation, food shortages and food inflation also, probably because of the tariffs and punitive importation policies, we're going to have shortages of medical supplies. And then right now, Trump has unleashed ICE agents in the airports across America. Yeah, these are the guys who would shoot Americans and kill them in Minnesota while wearing masks, too, by the way. How come they don't wear masks in the airports now, huh? That's a good question. And then the TSA says we're just going to close airports. So you're not going to be able to fly. You're probably not going to be able to afford to drive. You're not going to be able to afford to eat. Or, I mean, maybe not you listening to this, but some number of Americans won't be able to afford those things, because they're barely making it paycheck to paycheck right now. Not going to be able to afford health insurance, not going to be able to afford to raise children, etc. But you see what's coming. I hope you're connecting the dots here. National Guard is being readied, ICE agents in the airports, some airports will be shut down, fuel shortages, probably going to have fuel rationing and much higher prices, food shortages, fertilizer shortages, etc. Are you getting the picture? You know where this is going? Canceled elections. Yeah, that's how the tyrants stay in power. They cancel elections so that the voters never have a voice. This is what Zelensky has done in Ukraine for many, many years now, and he is an illegitimate leader of the country because his term expired a couple of years ago and they haven't had elections since. Trump is probably going to use the same playbook. He'll stay in power by canceling elections. And then if he can make the war crazy enough and bad enough and, you know, nuclear enough, then he can declare a state of emergency and ban the First Amendment in America, just like Zelensky did in Ukraine. And when they ban the First Amendment, that means they're also going to ban all Christian churches that don't support Israel. And they're going to ban freedom of the press, and they're going to shut down all press outlets that don't parrot the White House lies, which are so increasingly ridiculous every day that no reasonable person believes any of them. But it also means it would be illegal to protest the government. It would be illegal to write something that the government disagrees with. And remember that they have been using funds, you know, tens of billions of dollars, DHS, to set up concentration camps in, what was it, 22 states across the country, something right around that number, setting up concentration camps, which they said were for deportation processing. Are you hearing anything about deportation processing right now? No, not at all. Those are the camps where they're going to, you know, arrest and then execute people who protest against the illegal, genocidal Trump regime that will cancel elections and declare a form of martial law across America. And then anybody who rises up against the Trump government will be arrested and thrown into basically a death camp. And, I mean, you know, it's just a page right out of Nazi Germany. And then when the camp gets full, you know, they clear out a wing by killing everybody and burying them in the back with the bulldozer, you know, mass graves and the whole deal. Because they learned this from Israel, obviously. This is how Israel handles Gaza and sometimes parts of Lebanon as well. It's just mass graves, you know, bulldoze children into the graves, whatever it takes. That Trump loves that, you know. Trump, he's just modeling himself after the satanic Netanyahu and everything that the IDF does. That's how ICE got crazy. You know, ICE trained with the IDF, and the IDF taught them just shoot people, because that's what we do, you know, in Gaza. We just shoot people. So that's why ICE started shooting Americans, by the way. Are you connecting the dots yet? That's what actually happened. So yeah, the concentration camps are for the protesters. The airports are going to be shut down. The highways will have checkpoints. You know, this is way worse than anything Obama threatened to do, by the way. The fuel will probably be rationed. The food will be very difficult to afford, or maybe even rationed. Freedom of the press will be canceled. Churches will be shut down if they're not the right kind of churches. And this is all going to be done under war powers that Trump will simply invoke, and no one will challenge him, because he's a rogue president that respects no law, no constitutional limitations on the power of government. He doesn't respect the War Powers Act. He doesn't respect the judiciary. He doesn't respect his own voter base. He doesn't respect international law or Senate ratified treaties, obviously. He doesn't respect anything, any limitations on his power at all. He will do whatever he wants until someone stands against him, or some institution. I don't think that's going to happen with the military. Kind of makes me wonder, you know, who's going to stand against him? Right? In terms of an institution. I don't know the answer to that. So we are headed into a military dictatorship, a domestic military dictatorship, with engineered famine and fuel scarcity and lockdowns. So if you thought COVID was bad, this is going to be 1,000 times worse. With COVID, you could fly if you got the jab. Under Trump, you won't be able to fly at all. You won't be able to drive at all unless you have government permission to buy fuel, things like that. So, or at the grocery store, you won't be able to buy food unless you have the government-approved digital wallet that has limitations on how much you can spend, and, you know, you have to be approved to get the government handout money, and they take it away from you if you post something on social media that they don't like, etc. This is what's coming for America. Basically, the Ukrainification of the United States of America, where Trump, he will model his power after Zelensky, Netanyahu, Stalin, and Hitler. Like some weird, twisted, hybrid, chimeric combination of those most evil leaders in world history. He will model all those together to create Trumpism, which is a military dictatorship domestically, where all elections are canceled, freedom of speech is canceled, freedom to think is canceled, freedom of travel is canceled, and probably he'll outlaw garden seeds and home gardening also to stop you from growing your own food. I wouldn't be surprised if that's something that Trump does in the, you know, in the midst of all of this. Yeah, I'm serious. That's where this is probably going. They'll monitor all your money. They'll limit your food. They'll limit your fuel. They'll limit your mobility. You will be in a lockdown state, and also a cognitive lockdown, or a speech lockdown, and an internet lockdown. Don't forget, they've banned all the internet routers that are made outside the United States. So now, Netgear routers are banned. Linksys routers are banned. TP-Link. Who else? Amazon routers. You know, all these names of the best internet routers that we all use, if we're involved in technology, they're all banned now. And that's to shut down nodes of the internet. I mean, and of course the White House says, no, this is for our protection because, you know, we don't want Chinese-made routers. No, they don't want you to have routers at all. They don't want you to have internet. They want engineered scarcity in everything, in food, in information, in fuel, currency, you know, you name it. So, yeah, Trump could have spent money making America great again. Instead, he blew hundreds of billions of dollars on Israel's wars and burned it up, bombing Iran and committing war crimes in Gaza instead of doing something for America. And as a result, he's clearly going to go for it. And Pete Hegseth is insane enough to unleash the U.S. military against American citizens. So yeah, there's going to be U.S. military action targeting American citizens. And, you know, there was a movie called Civil War. What was it, like 2 years ago? And I remember in that movie, it was like the Western states. I think it was California and Texas. I mean, they weren't very clear in the movie about Democrats or Republicans, but the effort in the movie was for certain states. They were rising up and marching to Washington, D.C. to arrest or do something worse to the president in the movie. And that's what the whole timeline of the movie was based on, that actually. And they did. They made it to D.C. and they, you know, they broke through the perimeter defense and they made it into the White House, and you know, they did horrible things to the president depicted in the film. It's weird, you know, how Hollywood is always involved in foreshadowing. And that movie it seemed just wildly unlikely at the time. And now suddenly it seems like, oh my God, that's a feasible vector for how things could go here. Because I would imagine that as Trump continues to violate law and violate civil rights, and especially as Democrats gain a majority in the House following the midterm elections, you're probably going to see more and more, especially Democrats in blue cities, actively rising up against the Trump administration. And you'll probably hear talk from them of, I don't know, revolts or revolutions, you know, things like that. You'll probably hear more of that talk. I don't think you'll hear that from the conservative side, even those who are fed up with Trump like I am, but I wouldn't be calling for, you know, civil war uprisings or anything like that. But you will hear that from the left. In fact, many of leftists were calling for that during Trump's first administration, you know. So that's just going to take on a whole new level of intensity, probably, as Trump's war crimes get even worse, which they will. And as thousands of U.S. soldiers die, which it looks like that's what's going to happen soon, too, because Trump is sending them to their deaths to bleed and die for Israel. Well, there's going to be thousands of American families impacted and thousands of communities impacted. Yeah, the American people are not going to be happy about that. There's going to be probably, I'm anticipating, although I'm not calling for it, just to be clear, I'm anticipating there will be citizens' uprisings in America, and I am also anticipating that Pete Hegseth will unleash the U.S. military to massacre Americans in American cities. He will drop bombs on Americans. You know, the guy's insane, right? He's an insane war criminal. He's got no sense. I mean, they should have just left him on Fox News. He should be like a Super Bowl commentator, you know, drinking beer and playing poker and being an idiot, because that's all he knows. But he's running the Pentagon, and he talks like an idiot, a complete moron. He's got no knowledge of the military or history or war strategy or anything. He will bomb Americans. He will bomb Americans. He will slaughter Americans. He will unleash fighter jets on American civilians and protesters. He will bomb blue cities, I believe. There's no question in my mind that he would approve that and that Trump would sign off on it too. That's where we are in history, I think. So don't be surprised when everything that Trump is unleashing against Iran is turned against the American people, probably leftist people, but, you know, even if you disagree with them politically, it doesn't justify their slaughter at the hands of government, for God's sake, you know. That would be what do you even say? That would be a domestic war crime unprecedented in U.S. history, well, or at least probably since the Civil War was pretty violent, and then the Revolutionary War was pretty violent, but that was against a foreign power, you know? So probably the Civil War is the only thing that we could compare this to in terms of the level of violence against American citizens, you know? That's probably where this is going. It saddens me to realize that that's the trajectory we're on. So that's why I say right now, you know, Trump needs to be impeached. He needs to be removed. Hegseth needs to be fired. We need somebody who's got wisdom. You know, Douglas MacGregor, you know, he would be great. We need somebody who isn't a warmonger at the top of the Pentagon. And we need somebody in the White House who isn't a lunatic gangster crook, you know. And I don't know who that is that's in the close orbit there. You'd have to almost go completely outside the current White House staff, in my view. But at least if Congress had a backbone, they could impeach Trump. They could impeach him right now for violating the War Powers Act and declaring a war without congressional approval, because that is illegal. And Trump did that, and he openly admitted to doing it. So if Congress would have a spine right now, they could at least impeach Trump, even if the Senate didn't vote to remove him. It would send a strong message to Trump that, hey, the American people are fed up with what you're doing and your lawlessness. But there's no action. There's no action. Not until the Democrats get in power. And then once that happens, oh, man, it's going to be open season on every person tied to Trump. I would imagine, this is just my guess, but when the Democrats sweep back into power, which they will, if the country survives, and if we have elections, I should add, when the Democrats sweep back into power, once they control the DOJ and the FBI and the White House, they don't even need the Senate and the House. They will unleash a wave of mass arrests of not just Trump administration officials and Trump cabinet officials, but I'm talking about Trump family members and business associates and probably some podcasters that were paid by the White House, is my guess. Some influencers that took money, you know. There will be mass arrests, mass prosecutions that will make the post-January 6th prosecutions look like child's play. The Democrats will go all out. There will be thousands of Americans brought up on charges of sedition by the Democrats. That's my prediction. And there will be calls on the left for, you know, harsh sentencing for treason or sedition or what have you. You're going to hear a lot of that from the left once they get back into power. they're not going to hold back. So unfortunately, Trump is setting all this into motion. If Trump had been reasonable and rational, then the Democrats wouldn't be out for blood when they get back into power. But the way it stands right now, they're making lists of everybody who supports this administration or who is part of it or on the payroll. They're making lists, and they're going to go after those people. And when they do, I won't criticize it. I will stand back and say, well, you know, we have to reestablish some level of the rule of law in this country. The war criminals should go to prison. They should be prosecuted. So I'm not going to defend these people. Nope. Burned too many good miles trying to defend Trump against the Democrats over the last decade. And what did Trump do? Turn around and threw that in my face, in your face, in America's face. Basically, he told us all to go pound sand. So I'm not defending any of these people. They can all go to prison as far as I'm concerned. And if the Democrats put them there, so be it. I won't stand up for them. They deserve it. Well, that's my take on it. I don't know if you feel the same way, but that's the way more and more people feel about this. So you can catch more of my broadcasts and interviews at brightvideos.com. And I had to, of course, have my own site because, as you can tell, my speech is somewhat controversial. And it is a full expression of the First Amendment, the right to speak, even if it's unpopular speech or unliked by whatever administration is in power. That's our First Amendment right, and I express that First Amendment on a daily basis. You can also catch my written articles at naturalnews.com, also a free speech site. And yeah, we're not going to be liked by this White House or any White House. Probably, you know, we weren't liked by the Biden White House because we're critical of Biden. But unlike all these MAGA-tards, we actually have principles. We're not obedient to people. We are obedient to principles and obedient to God. And that's the most important obedience is, you know, principles and God. Everything else is just cultism. So thank you for listening, and man, I hope it doesn't get as bad as I've described here. I really do. And I pray for America, but I see the path we're on, and I see the insanity of Trump and Hegseth and others, just the delusion and the lies and the abuse of power and the corruption and criminality. It's just off the charts insane. And he's barely a little over a year into his term here. So this is going to get a lot worse before it gets better. So pray for America and get prepared in the meantime. Oh, and by the way, if you want to get prepared, shop with us, healthrangerstore.com. Because we've got storable food, you know, certified organic, lab tested, freeze dried, long term storage. You know, we've got Ranger buckets and much more. It's selling at a fast clip right now, but we still have some in stock. I mean, we still have a decent amount of stock. We're not in danger of imminently running out, but at this pace, we will, you know, before summer, I would imagine. But check it out, healthrangerstore.com. Get prepared. We also have garden seeds that you might find useful if you want to get off grid and grow some more of your own food. And thank you for your support. God bless America. Take care. Yes, the world is getting crazy. But here at the Health Ranger store, we're putting together a survival supply assortment for you. If you go to healthrangerstore.com/survival, you'll see what we put together for you, including iodine and iosat. That's a specific brand name of potassium iodide that's FDA approved. Or we have the nascent iodine here, which is less expensive in terms of the iodine that you get. These are available in case things go nuclear. It's clear that you will not be able to find any of this for sale anywhere. All the inventories will be wiped out, like what happened after Fukushima in 2011. So if you want to get your hands on some iodine, this is a chance to get it right now. healthrangerstore.com/survival. In addition, we have many other survival items for you here, including some silver solutions, some spirulina available in bulk and at a discount. And then a large assortment of storable organic food that's laboratory tested, including our Ranger bucket sets. Here's a 195-day supply. We've got the mini buckets, and we've also got number 10 cans available of freeze-dried fruits and vegetables and other things like miso soup powder. Here's some of the buckets. There's a big variety available. Here are some of the number 10 cans right here. Remember, a lot of people are missing fruit. They don't have enough vitamin C in their storable food. So, you know, getting bananas and pineapples and strawberries, especially, again, certified organic, freeze-dried. That is the highest quality with the highest nutrient preservation that you can get in any kind of a storable food format. All of this is available right now and so much more. Just go to healthrangerstore.com/survival. And because the freeze-dried foods last for so long, you know, even if you don't eat them this year or next year, just keep them on the shelf. They're going to last a very long time with good preservation, a long shelf life, and they will have value no matter what happens in the world. Now, of course, I'm praying for peace. I'm praying for de-escalation. I don't want to see World War III break out, and I certainly don't want it to go nuclear. But we're dealing with insane times and insane leaders and insane situations. Who knows what could happen tomorrow or next week? Disruptions could happen here in the United States. There could be, you know, domestic attacks that disrupt supply chains here in the U.S. So stock up early, stock up now, get your emergency food, emergency medicine, iodine, anything else that you think that you might need. Get it now. And by doing so, by shopping with us, you'll be supporting our platforms and our AI engines that we offer for free. That's funded in part by sales from our store. So shop with us at healthrangerstore.com/survival and help yourself get prepared and also help us bring you more free tools and platforms that can keep you informed no matter what happens in the world. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for your support. God bless you all. Take care.